This is Daf Samech Vav. We got to the very top. We're right, Mamash, the first word in Samech Vav Ben Aleph. The Gemara says, Chamra Atika Be'inve. So Chamra Atika, Atika is old wine. Old wine is tastier, it's better, it's a stronger flavor. So if a Chamra Atika, if an older wine, aged wine, had been poured into Inve, into grapes, and we're talking about where it's Yai Nesach. Some say we're talking about Stam Yenam, but we'll see just in a moment that aged wine that's spilled into grapes, Divrei Kol B'no Sein Tam, that everyone agrees that if you could taste the Yai Nesach that might be there, then it would be Aser. But if you can't taste it, it's not strong enough, it's not enough of it, so then it would be Mut. It all depends on No Sein Tam. Because there's a klal, whenever you have min b'she'en amino, two different minim mixed together, so then the Iser, only if you could taste the Iser is it Aser, but if you can't taste the Iser, if there is no Nosein Tam, then it's Mutter. But let's say you have Min Bimino, two of the same type that are mixed together, you can't tell, the same exact wine, let's say. You can't tell which is which, because they taste exactly the same, so then there is no concept of Nosein Tam, and it's Aser Afil B'mashu, even if a small drip of Yai Nesach falls into the same type of wine, that's going to be Aser. So the Gemara is telling us that Chamra Atika, the very top line, aged wine that spills into Inve, into grapes, they have different flavors. Grapes and aged wines taste differently. And therefore, Divrei Kol B'no Sein Tam, the only way the grapes are Aser is if the if you could taste the wine that's there. But if you can't taste the wine, then it's Mutter, because again, aged wine and grapes are Min B'she'eino Mina. Then the Gemara says, down one line, Chamra Chadasa, new wine, fresh wine, B'Inve that spills into grapes. We're talking about Yai Nesaf right now. Yes, it falls into grapes. Abai Amar B'mashu. Abai thinks that the grapes and the wine taste exactly the same. It's Min B'mino, and Min B'mino is Aser Afil B'mashu, even if a small drop falls in it, because you can't distinguish the taste. They taste exactly the same. Rava Amar B'no Sein Tam. Rava thinks, no, only if you could taste the Yai Nesaf would the grapes be Aser, but if you can't taste them, they're actually Mutter. So the Gemara says that Abai Amar B'mashu, if it comes to Abai, thinks it's an Aser B'mashu. Why? Basar Taimaz Linan, you go based on the taste. And since the grapes and the aged wine, Idi V'Idi, Chataimahu, Havale Min B'mino, U Min B'mino B'mashu. Since grapes and wine taste exactly the same, it's Min B'mino. And then the newly fresh, I know, fresh wine, it tastes the same. Min B'mino, the Iser is Afilu B'mashu. But Rava says, no, it's Amar B'no Sein Tam. The grapes are Aser only if you could taste the wine that's there. Because he says, Basa Shema Azlinan. We don't go based on the flavor. How do you define a min and an eno mino? It depends on, according to Rava, it was all based, rather according to Bai, it was all based on the taste. These items taste the same. But according to Rava, it goes based on the Shema, based on the name, V'hai Shema L'chud, V'hai Shema L'chud. Each of these are called something different. The grapes is called something different than the wine. V'havale min b'she'en amino, u'min b'she'en amino b'no Sein Tam. When you have two different items together, you have grapes and wine that are different, it goes based on the shame, and it would require no Sein Tam to make it Aser. Okay, this is a very involved sugi. This whole sugi, there's so much to say here. I don't want to get lost because the Gemara itself is very, very challenging. But let's keep go weiter in the Gemara. The Gemara now says, Tanan, Yai Nesach Shenafal Gavi Anovim. We said in the Mishnah the other day that Yai Nesach falls on grapes. So he said, it's all B'no Sein Tam. So the Gemara says, Kasaka Daitach Chamra Chadasa B'Inve. If it's talking about, the Havamina is, it's talking about new wine, and new wine that fell into grapes. So, my la b'no Sein Tam. So we see here that we had a machlokas above to Abayi Rava, whether Chamra Chadasa, new wine, fell into grapes, whether it's no Sein Tam or Mashu. So right now the Mishnah we're assuming is talking about a case of Chamra Chadasa, and it's Aser b'no Sein Tam. So this is a raya for Rava. So the Gemara says, lo, b'mashu. The Iser of the Mishnah is not talking about when it's going to be Aser b'no Sein Tam. When wine falls on grapes, it's going to be Aser afilu b'mashu. Even if a small amount falls on, it's going to be Aser. The Gemara says, how could you say that? Ha midikat tani seifa. From the fact that the seifa says, zeh klal, kol shebanaso b'no Sein Tam Aser, kol shein banaso b'no Sein Tam mutter, michla b'no Sein Tam maskina. The Mishnah clearly says that the whole Mishnah is describing with no Sein Tam, nothing to do with Mashu at all. So the Gemara says, no, Abai says, Masnisin bechamra atika binve. You're right. our Mishnah isn't talking about new wine, it's talking about old wine. When it comes to aged wine, everyone agrees that aged wine tastes differently, it's considered a different min than grapes, and everyone would agree at no same time. That's our Mishnah, aged wine. Our Mishnah isn't talking about new wine. When it comes to new wine, Eina Hanami, that's a machlokus between Rava and Abai, whether that's considered the same min as grapes because they both taste the same, or whether it's considered something different because it has a different shame, it has a different shemos. You look at the top Tosis for a second, then Dibur Maschil Mechlau, the Reisha Benosein Tam Askinan. He says, Yesha Hayu Mefarshim, there are those who explain, Dechol Isser Tavi B'mashu. Anytime there's Isser B'mashu, Lo Amrinan Benosein Tam, Lefka Mutter. Whenever there's an Isser Mashu, we don't say Nosein Tam Lefkam. We know that there's a concept of Nosein Tam Lefkam is Mutter. If something after 24 hours is you have a iser that's absorbed in the kalim, so now we say it's only usser within 24 hours. But after 24 hours passed, where it's no longer considered ben yomo, that tam is called lefkam. It's now considered what's the good word for it? It's no longer doesn't taste good anymore. It doesn't have any effect on it. So says the Tosos, Yesh Mefarshim. There are those who say dechol iser davi b'mashu. Whenever something could create an iser, even with a kosher, even a small amount, lo amrina, we don't say the heter of noshin tam lefkam mutter. We don't say that. Because just like even a mashu of the yayin is going to aser, also if it goes past 24 hours, if it's noshin tam lefkam, we still say it's aser. Why? Because the ha ein lecha tam batel yos mashu belef, but yet we still say it's aser. A drip of yayin nesach falls into yayin, it's of course batel, yet we still say it's aser. So too, we don't have the heter of hu adin nosin tam lefkam is mutter, is aser as well. But then if you look bottom of the Tosos here, he argues, going on to Tosos, he says a few lines down, he says, ein raya mikan, this is not a proof. And he goes on to explain why not. Look at where it says, v'o dimashu, it's around 10 lines up in this Tosos. O dimashu, min bimino, ein atam batel klal, afil be'elef. Kevan shatam shavet. We're not saying that when Yai Nesach falls in, there's no Indian of Bittel. It's not an Indian of Bittel at all. It just becomes the same item. It all becomes together. Not because of Bittel. It's just one and the same. And therefore, it has nothing to do with Nosin Tam Lefgam. Aval Lefgam Hatam Bittel. There are two different reasons. Mashu is Aser, not because there's no Bittel. Mashu is Aser because it just becomes part of the whole, it's the same as Yai and Shavet. But Nosin Tam Lefgam is a whole other avenue. It's a bittel, and it will apply. The Nosin Tam Lefgam Heter will apply even to something that is Aser Bimashu. Okay, so I mentioned before that we're talking about when wine fell onto the grapes. Everyone says that we're talking about Yai Nesach here. Mamish Yai Nesach falls onto the grapes. That's the whole discussion. What about Stam Yenim, where the Chacham said that if a goy touches yain that's open, even though he didn't do Nisach, that's Aser Midirbanon. Is that the same din here as well? Do we say that if it falls in, will it be Aser B'mashu as well? Some Rishonim say yes. When they created the Gzeir of Stam Yenim, they modeled it after yain Nesach Midiraisa, and it will be Aser Afilu B'kolshu. Others say no, it's a whole different story, that Stam Yenim will not be Aser, it only applies to actual yain Nesach. Okay, there's another interesting discussion in the Achronim. Let's say you have Yayin Chamra Tika and Chamra Chadasa. Right now we're talking about wine and grapes mixing together. But what about old wine, aged wine and new wine mixed together? Some say that's also considered two different tastes. Clearly the Gemara says that aged wine is different tasting than grapes, and new wine is the same taste as grapes. So aged and new wine is two different things. But the Chazon Ish is Mechadesh, and no, there's a whole wavelength here. The wavelength goes as follows. The grapes is, that's called the least tasty, and the aged grapes is most tasty. The new wine is somewhere in the middle. So with respect to grapes, it's considered the same tasting wine, but with respect to aged wine, it's also considered the same. Even though aged wine is different than grapes, and new wine is the same as grapes, so you'd think new wine and aged wine should be different. He says, no, there's a wavelength here. So even though, the new wine is somewhere in the middle. It is close enough to be considered the same min as grapes, but it's also close enough to be the same as aged wine, where it's considered min bimino. We go now halfway down the Amud here. It says, chala de chamra, the chala de shichra. When it comes to vinegar of wine, and vinegar from beer, any type of food, really, drink could turn into vinegar. If it goes bad, it becomes vinegar. So you have vinegar of wine and vinegar of beer. or you have a case of chamira dechita, or chamira desare, or you have beer that came from wheat, or beer that came from barley, and now you have them mixed together. So what's the halacha? So is it considered min b'mino? You have two vinegars mixed together, two beers together, or is it considered min b'she'eno mino? Because since they come from different sources, maybe it's min b'she'eno mino. So the Gemara explains. Abai amar b'nosin tam, it all goes based on nosin tam, because he assumes it's min b'she'eno mino, they're two different minim. Rav amar b'mashu, it's aser, afil b'mashu, he thinks they are considered min b'mino. Abai amar b'nosin tam, basar tay mazlinan. Abai thinks you go based on the flavor, the high time l'chud, high time l'chud. Each one tastes differently. Beer that comes from wheat, I've never tasted it before, and beer that comes from barley tastes differently. It's considered min b'she'eno mino. And same thing with vinegar, the different sources have different tastes. The havale min b'she'eno mino, min b'she'eno mino, b'nosin tam. Rav amar b'mashu, he thinks it's going to be asa afil b'mashu. Why? Because he thinks basa shma azlinan. Each one's called vinegar. Granted, one comes from wheat, one comes from barley. In the end of the day, they're both called challah, they're both called vinegar, and therefore it's considered min bimino. And this other case, hai chamira mikre, both cases of beer called beer. Granted, one comes from wheat, one comes from barley, but they're both called beer. And therefore, since you go based on the shema, based on the name, havle min b'mino, v'chol min b'mino, as we've been saying, it's aser afilu b'mashu. So this is the same achlokas above. Do we go based on tam, or do we go based on shema, based on what it's called? Okay, there's so much here. There's a ton of pages in the back here of a lot of your day topics, but again, we don't have time for this, and it really takes a lot of focus to go through it. So let's go right to the Gemara. The Gemara now says, last four narrow lines of the page here, Amar Abai. Abai says, Mina minala de basar tai mazlin. And Abai is the one who holds, you go based on the taste. How does he know you go based on taste? The Tani brings a braisa from the following. Tavlin beis v'gimel shemos. So you have different spices that have two or three different names. You have pepper, salt, paprika. V'hein min echad. But they come from the same min, but different names. We'll get to Rashi in just a second. Oh, min gimel, or they have three types of species, three types of spices, asurin, they're all going to be asur, umitstarfin. So look at Rashi to explain what's going on here. Rashi says around five narrow lines down, he says, tavlin shnayim v'gimel shemos v'hein min echad, o min gimel asurin mitstarfin, hachi garsin v'meseches arla. Shalosha shemos, three names v'hein min echad. They come from the same type of species, but different sources, meaning what? Could go in pilpul lavan, white pepper, pilpul shachar, black pepper, pilpul aruch, long pepper. They're all the same min, but different types, different subcategories of pilpul. Oh, min, gimel, the gimel shemos, or they're three different spices. You have salt, pepper, and paprika, let's say. So the halacha is, yesh lan asur mitstarfin, that they all combine together. Im naflu l'kadera, if they fall into a kadera, v'lo bezeh kadeh l'tavel, v'lo bezeh kadeh l'tavel. Even though each one individually does have enough to give it the item of flavor, but coming together, nitztarfu v'tivlu, they all come together to have a strong enough seasoning for the food. And hein shel iser mitztarfin la'osa, and they come from arla, even though each one individually doesn't have the potency to make it tasty, and therefore wouldn't make it aser, but you can combine them together, even though they're different shemos and different minim. So the Gemara now says, continuing on this braisa, v'amar achizkiya says, hacha b'mine mesika, askinan. It's talking about sweet-tasting spices. Now, there's a machlokas, what's considered mine masika. Does it really mean sweet, or does it really mean any seasoning? Pepper isn't sweet. Salt isn't sweet. Usually, seasoning isn't sweet. So it's really referring to, it doesn't mean sweetness. It refers to something that gives taste, seasoning. So we're talking about different types of mine masika, says Chizkiya. Hol viruin lemasik benesa kadera, since they have the ability to sweeten or to season the kadera, the food. So what's going on? How is this a raya that we go based on taima? So the Gemara says, Iyamis Bishma, it makes sense if you say basar taima zlinan, go based on the flavor. Kulacha taimahu, all these peppers give the same type of flavor. They all give some type of salty, spicy taste to it. Ela Iyamis, if you say basar shma zlinan, if you go based on the name, hai shma lachud, one's called a black pepper, one's called a white pepper, one's called long pepper. They're all different. So clearly you go based on taima. And that's the raya Abai brings from this braisa. Comes along Rava says, Amr lecha, no, ha mani, who authored this braisa? This is Rabbi Meir he. Rabbi Meir is a das yachid. Rabbi Meir holds, Atanya, Rabbi Huda, Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Meir, How do you know you can combine all Isurim, even though they have different Shemos, the special Gzeirah Shekasev, Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Lo Sochal Kol Toeva, don't eat any Toeva, Kol Shetiafti Lecha, Harehi Bebal Tochal. Anything that is Aser, you can't eat, even though they're different Minim, the special Gzeirah Shekasev, that's Das Rabbi Meir, that's a Das Yachid. But we don't hold like this, Brisa says, Rava. We hold we don't go based on the Tam, we go based on the Shema in general. Now, there is an important machlokus between Rashi and Tosfos, how to define Shemos. It's brought down in the Poskim as well on Shulchan Aruch. Well, Rashi says a black pepper, white peppers are called different Shemos. The Tosfos talks about it really depends on whether something is Usser or Mutter. Let's say you have the same item. You have a pepper. One pepper is Arla, one pepper isn't Arla. Is that considered the same shame or a different shame? They're both white pepper. So Rashi would say they're both the same Shemos because they're white pepper. But Tosfos argues and says, no, one is Usser and one is Mutter. The status of the Heter Isser also gives it a different shame, even though in terms of the way you break them down in, the science of breaking down the different species, whatever that's called.
Animals and plants have different names.
Whatever it was, even though in terms of the biology of setting up the structures, it's the
phyla,
same...
Phyla?
All right, the same species, but the Isser and Heter will give it a different shame as well, according to the Shita of Tosfos. Okay, let's now go to the last two lines of the Gemara here, of the Amud. So the Gemara says as follows. Chala lego chamra, if vinegar falls into wine, divrei hakol b'nos ein tam, everyone agrees it's nos ein tam because they have different flavors. Now Rashi explains something very important here. Look at like 10 lines up in Rashi. He says, Chala shenafa lego chamra, chala de aser. To talk about chala, that's iser. In iser chala, vinegar, that's aser. Lego chamra de heter, that falls into wine, that's mutter. Divrei hakol b'nos ein tam, it depends whether that vinegar is going to give tam or not. Now the Rashba asks an interesting question, how could it aser anything, even benosin tam? Isn't the vinegar nosin tam lefkam? It's going to ruin the wine. So he gives an answer in the Torah Sabbath, which I don't really get here. He says nosin tam lefkam doesn't apply to two different minim. Because some people like vinegar, some people like the wine. So I guess when you put the vinegar into the wine, now it's considered vinegar. It's not ruining it. Some people, I prefer the vinegar over the wine. It's not ruining wine. Ruining is where something becomes ruined to everyone. Where I pour bleach into the wine, that's lifgam. If I turn the wine into vinegar, that's not considered no sein tam lifgam. That's what the Rashba seems to say. So now going right in Rashi, so you have now iser vinegar falling into heter wine, it depends whether that vinegar is going to be no sein tam. The chinafel legave, when it falls into the wine, lo havi damile. They're not similar, they're two different minim. Lo berecha, lo betama. They taste differently and they smell differently. Shein hayayin mevatel reach hachometz. The wine doesn't ruin the smell of the vinegar. Ad shenisrabe latocha, until the vinegar falls in, then the wine overwhelms it. But that's only after it ready falls into the wine. V'lo hachometz mevatel reach hayayin mishim deru b'chamra. And when the vinegar is falling in, it's not going to change the flavor of the wine, and therefore the two different minim, everybody agrees, vinegar into wine is no sein tam. But the opposite, says the Gemara now, if you have chamra, Ligo chala, wine, falls into a vat of vinegar, so then that's a machlokas. Abaye Amar Mashu, he thinks they're both the same min, we'll see why in a second, and therefore even a mashu is aser. And Rav Amar Benosin Tam, no, the vinegar and wine are still considered two minim, it all depends on the Nosin Tam. Now it's important to know, by the way, I didn't mention this, Rashi writes that even though the Gemara seems to say min b'mino is aser b'mashu, Rashi in the first few narrow lines says we don't paskin that way, we paskin nafil min b'mino, it requires shish, a bittel, it is batel b'shishim. Even though the Gemara here says it's aser b'mashu, we paskin no, if you have shishim of the heter, kenega the iser, even though they're same min, we will apply bittel b'shishim. So at the end of the day, when it comes to, again, wine falling into vinegar, Isser wine falling into heter vinegar. So again, Abai says it's aser b'mashu, and Rava holds it's aser b'nosin tam. So what's the machlokas, whether these are two minim or one minim? So the Gemara explains. Abai amar b'mashu, it's aser afil b'mashu. Why? Because recha, chala, v'taima, chamra, is chala. When something smells like vinegar, and it tastes like wine, we assume it's vinegar. We go based on smell. So as the wine's falling in, so you have a vat of vinegar. You can imagine what a vat of vinegar does to wine. It's the smell is coming up. So as the wine's falling in, even though it doesn't change the taste of the wine midair, it's going to change the smell of it. So now this wine turns into a smell of vinegar before it hits the vinegar. And so now that wine mid-air, even though it's tam chamra, it's reicha chal, it smells like vinegar, and it becomes like vinegar because you go based on reicha, and now it's havalei min b'mino, v'chal min b'mino is b'mashu, it's asr b'mashu, because again, a bai goes based on reicha, how something smells. Rava, on the other hand, says Amar b'no sin tam. He thinks reicha lav milsa, reicha chala, v'taim b'chamer, when it smells like vinegar, I don't care. In the end of the day, if it tastes like wine, chamro, it's still considered wine. V'havale min b'sheino mino. They're two different minim, and we have the klal v'chal min b'sheino mino b'no sin tam. So they're arguing, in essence, whether reicha is milsa, reicha is lav milsa. Whether we go based on smell, or we do not go based on smell. So Gemara explains, that's exactly what we have here. Hi bastiha. What's a bastiha? You look at Rashi. Rashi says bastiha, two lines down, is nekev nokrin be meguvas chavis. You make a little hole in the barrel of wine, la riach has a yayin, to smell it, the bodka im yachol liskayim, to see whether it's going to be strong enough to stay, to preserve, or no, it's already going out. So they used to poke these holes to smell the barrels. So let's say the Gemara says, an oved kochavim bidi yisrael shapir dabim. Let's say a goy goes to plug a hole in a Jewish-owned barrel of wine. The Gemara says, that's shapir dami, that's fine, that's not going to be yayin nesach or stam yenam, because he didn't actually touch it, he simply smelled it, so that's not a violation of yayin nesach. Tosis, by the way, argues here, and he thinks it's not just a hole, he thinks it's a straw, you stick a straw in it. So that's machlokas earlier in the Masechta. Okay, either way. But now the Gemara says the opposite. Let's say a Yisrael b'dobe kochavim. Can a Yid smell the yayin nesach of a non-Jew? Could he poke a hole in the barrel of wine that's owned by the non-Jew? Chashash being yayin nesach, and if he smells it, there's going to perhaps be an issur of getting hana from yayin nesach. So the Gemara explains, Abaye Amar Aser, he can't. Rav Amar Mutter. Abaye holds that's Amar Aser. Abaye thinks it's Aser. Why? Because he holds like above that Recha Milsahi. Recha is the essence of something. And just like above, we said when the wine took in midair, took on the smell of the vinegar, it became vinegar itself, it became min bimino. It's Recha Milsa. Here as well, when you smell Yai Nesach, that's Recha Milsa, and it's a violation of Yai Nesach. Rav is Lishitaso. Rav Amar Mutter, you're allowed to. He holds Recha La Milsi. It's not Milsi, and therefore you are allowed to smell. There is no essence to something when you smell it. And this is a very, very important machlokes. Halacha L'maisa, we assume Lichachila, they're Ashkenazim at least. We say Lichachila, a person shouldn't do Recha. Even though we're passing Recha La Milsi, that's only Bidi'evin. Person, let's say, baked together two items, basa b'chav, that there is no liquid, there's no zeya, there's no steam, simply smell transferred, the chachila, one shouldn't do that, but b'dievet, if one did do that, it wouldn't render the food asr, because reicha lav milsi, but again, that's only b'dievet. So what's the machlokas between Rav and Abaye, whether your reicha is milsa or not? So look at Tosfos for a very interesting explanation. Other Rishonim argue how to understand this, but let's look at least Tosfos. Tosfos writes, Abaye amar asr, Recha milsi, the chashivina le kishose, which is an interesting formulation. When you smell something, it's as if you're drinking the item, like you're drinking the yayin nesach. He has to explain this way, because he says, aval ein lomar de chashivina nehena. He goes on to explain why that is. Recha is not considered hana. It can't be considered hana. So what's the violation of yayin nesach? It has to be that you need to assume that smelling is like drinking. Because what's the violation of yayin nesach? The violation is drinking yayin nesach. So Abaye assumes smelling is like drinking something. Which is not a crazy thing to say. We have, you say, a bracha on smelling something. Ezu hana she neshama nehena from. What's a hana? There's a certain hana that's involved there that the body does absorb the smell. You jump down that same Tosfos, the last four narrow lines in the Tosfos. So what's the reason for Rava who thinks it's mutter, that you can't smell the yayin nesach? Time of the Rava, de lo chashiv like kishos, it's not like drinking. So I don't understand what he really means by this, but I'll read it anyways. Lefisha hareach nichnas bifanav, the smell goes into the face, into the nose. Umaziko, it damages him. Vakilko rabba al hatikun vishari. So I don't know what he really means by this. Somehow the damage of the smell is more than the enjoyment that he gets, and therefore we cannot consider it shtia. And the Achronim point out, well, if that's the case, if there's a situation where there is no hezek, so even Rava would agree fundamentally that reicha is kishosa, it's just that whenever there's some hezek along with it, that nezek's going to override the hana that's there. So I don't know the nezek here that he's talking about. So I'll just leave it at that. But the machlokas, at least according to Tosfos, on the very surface, is whether it's kishosa or not kishosa. Okay, let's go weiter now. There's a machlokus in the Achronim whether the concept of the Recha is being Usur. Does it apply also to Isurei Midirabanan, or this whole discussion is only to Isurei Deraisa? So, Parsha Pshat here, we're talking about Yai Nesach, which is an Issa Deraisa, that's the machlokus. But what about Stam Yenam? Maybe even Abai would agree that Recha would be permitted, Recha La Milsi, on an Issa Midirabanan. So the Issa Beheter writes that Recha doesn't apply, this concept doesn't apply to Isur Midirabanan, but the Prima Gadim thinks that it does apply even to the Isur Midirabanan, as we're seeing. He's about to bring a ride from the following sugya. We're about to see a sugya of chuma on something that's only chuma Midirabanan, on kumin, which is some type of spice, I think, cumin maybe. So that, we're talking about there's Recha, even when it comes to chuma that's Isur Midirabanan, so that's the ride Prima Gadim brings. It does apply to Isur Midirabanan. Gemara now says, last four narrow lines of the page, five narrow lines of the page. Rava mina aminala. How do I know the Recha veloklum? How does Rava know that Recha is la milsi, that we don't really acknowledge smell? It means nothing. He says, based on the following Mishnah, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Shumos, Tanur sheisika bekamun shel chuma. If, let's say, an oven was fired up by kumin shel chuma, some type of, they have a definition for cumin. Yeah. So they have it's based on the spice. Now, midiraisa, we know chuma is only chayiv on, according to most Yishonim, dogim, tiyosh, chavitzarcha, grains, wine, and oil. Other Yishonim think all fruits are bechlal chuma midiraisa, but everyone agrees vegetables, yerek, is only chayiv chuma midirabanan. So we're talking about, you had some chuma dirabanan that was used for the fueling the fire. Fueling the fire. So, what's the status of the pas now? The fire came from chuma. So the Gemara says that off a bus a pas, you bake bread in this oven that was using chuma for the fire. Pas muter, the pas muter. Why? The fish ain't a tam kamun el recha kamun. The cumin is not going to give any actual taste. It's going to give smell. But when you eat the bread, you're not going to taste cumin. You're going to smell cumin. So we see, how is it mutter? Must be because Recha is lav milsahi. So Gemara says, Abai says, no, I agree to that Mishnah. I agree to the case of the cumin there, that it's Recha lav milsahi. But in general, Recha is milsa. Why? What's different about the case of the chuma? Because shiny hasam there is different than miklei isure. Since you're burning the cumin, you're weakening it, so there, that's a weaker smell. Even though it might have a smell, it's a weak smell. But a regular case where there's real, their smell is really there strong, it's very potent, then since it's so strong elsewhere, the Recha would be considered milsa. Gemara now says, last few lines of the page here, Amar Rav Meri. Ketanai, Rav Meri thinks this machlokas, a Recha milsa, Recha la milsa, which we thought was a machlokas amarah between Abai and Rava, is really a machlokas in the Tanayim. Haro de pas chama, a person who scrapes off some pita bread, hot pita bread off the walls of the oven, he places it on top of a chavish yayin shel chuma. Now there's a barrel of wine, and he puts that pita bread as a cover hanging over like a pita dough on top of the barrel. So when that barrel has wine that's chuma. So what's the status of that bread? Is that bread now going to take on the status of chuma or not? Rabbi Meir Oser, Rabbi Huda Matir. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, he has a middle shita. He says, Matir b'shel chitin, v'oser b'shel sa'orim. He thinks if it's wheat on top, if the bread, the dough is made of wheat, it would be mutter. But if it's made of barley, it's aser. Why? B'pnei sha'a sa'orim sha'avos. Because I guess somehow the barley bread has the ability to kind of suck up, to vacuum up that the truma. So what's the machlokas? Let's talk about between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, whether it's us or mutter when you put the fresh hot dough on top of the barrel of wine of chuma. My labah hakamifugi. Are they not arguing about this point? The mar savar recha milsa, that wine's going to go up and put smell into the bread. So now the bread takes on the status of chuma because recha's milsa, just like a bai held. Or no, and the other one holds mar savar recha lav klum, who it's nothing, and therefore recha la milsa, that's the shita of Rava. And that Recha's la milsa, and it will not affect, it will not aser the dough on top. So the Gemara says, no, not true. The Rava, Vadai Tanai. According to Rava, it has to be a Tanai. Rava is the one who holds that Recha is la milsahi, but he has no way to explain how would Rabbi Meir oser. The only way to explain Rabbi Meir says aser if you assume Recha milsa. So he has to explain that this machlokas tanaim is dependent on Recha milsa, Recha la milsi. But according to Abaye, Milema Tanai, does Abaye really have to say to Tanai? Abaye holds Recha is milsi. And that's why Rabbi Meir holds it's aser. But the reason why Rabbi Yehuda thinks mutter, not because Recha isn't Milsi, it might be for a different reason. If you look at Rashi, it's simply because maybe the Recha just doesn't enter into the pas. The Yayin might not be strong enough to have the Recha to elevate. And that's why, it's just a Metzius question, why it's mutter. But in general, maybe everyone agrees, maybe all Tanaim hold, when there is Recha, Recha is considered Milsa. So again, according to Abai, Milema Tanai, do we have to say it's really Machlokas Tanaim? So the Gemara says, Amar Lecha, Abai says, La mi itmar Allah, was it not said on this Braisa as follows? Amar Rabba bar Barchana, Amar Reish Lakish qualified the whole Machlokas as follows. Bepaschama v'chavis psucha, when the bread is very hot and the barrel is wide open, divriat kol asura, everyone agrees that's asur, because when there's that hot steam, even though the steam of the bread is going up, it's still going to create some steam inside below the bread, and that's going to cause the wine to come up. Everybody agrees in that case that there is recha, and the bread would be asur midin shuma. If it's a situation of pas tzonenis, cold bread, it's already cooled off the dough, the chavis magufa and the barrel is sealed shut, divriya kol muteris. There's no opening and there's no steam trying to draw up the smell. That everyone would agree is mutter. What's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir in the Braisa? Lo nechlechu ela bepas chama v'chavis magufa. Either when the bread is boiling hot but the barrel is sealed, or magufa or bepas tonenes v'chavis pesucha, or the bread is cold but the barrel is wide open. There's a suffix whether the recha is going to elevate or not. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. So it says, by now, v'hadidi, my case is, nami kepas chama v'chavis psucha dami. My case I was talking about, of the bastia, where you plug the hole or the straw on the side of the barrel, that's a situation of pas chama, but a person is trying to smell it, his heat, I guess, of his breath, of it smelling it, is the pas chama, and it's open now, there's a pas psucha, chavis psucha, that everyone would agree it's going to be considered usur, of, again, pas chama and chavis. So he wouldn't think it is a machlokas. He thinks that everyone would agree Recha is considered milsi. Okay, we'll stop here. As you have a safe trip, you're leaving tonight.